$99.59, Vivian Spence, east of Road 216, north of Road 637, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Give us your mailing address, please. That is where? And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? You've heard that a few times, haven't you?
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
You're requesting a variance from your front yard setback?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I want to either put an addition on the current existing home or put a new mobile home in there. They keep raising the prices on the new homes, and I'm kind of like, what's the best? In addition to that, I do have a patio on the back. And
right.
They say it may be a little problem detaching it and getting it out of there. So,
are you replacing your single wide with this new double wide?
I want to, but would it be okay if I just build onto it as well? Either way.
What do you mean?
Would it make a difference?
What do you?
I just add on to the existing home. Come at 14 feet. Either, you know.
You're asking, would it make a difference if you did one or the other?
Yeah. Would it make a difference if I just build onto it or pull this one out and just be the same dimensions?
I mean, if you don't exceed the request.
Yeah, that's what I want to. I'm debating because the cost is going up. Going up on the home.
If you stick build an addition and don't exceed what you've requested, that works. But if your intention is to bring a second single wide in, for example, and then combine the two, that would not work without a different application.
No, I just want to add on to the existing with a stick built around it, or replace it with a double wide. But the companies are telling me it's going to be rather expensive to have it moved out.
As long as you stay within what you're, like the council just said, if you're going to build on your single wide, leave that there and don't exceed, then
right.
you would be fine.
Okay.
Or you could replace the existing single wide with a double wide as long as you don't exceed that.
Yes. And the problem is my septic is, they put it in the long way instead of the diagonal yard, and I have, my yard is like triangle.
Because of the way they place your septic. I noticed that you would be able to back that oven up
that
far anyway, but you've got to come out.
Plus, I have gas lines back there as well.
Yeah.
Gas lines.
I'm suggesting that it's unique because it's a triangular shaped lot.
Pardon me?
You're suggesting that it's the lot's unique because of its triangular shape.
Yes. It's deep, but it's this.
Yeah, as long as your septic system the way it is.
Yeah, it's just a septic system.
You're suggesting that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Yes.
And suggesting that it's a minimum to afford relief.
Pardon me?
You're suggesting it's a minimum to afford relief?
Minimum.
The variance that you're requesting is a minimum that you need to afford relief of what you have, is what you're saying.
Yes, I think it's more than what I need.
Okay.
I believe because I'm sitting back 48 feet back, but I just thought maybe a screen porch or something may.
Tell us about the character of the neighborhood.
Pardon me?
Tell us about the character of the neighborhood.
Yeah, we already have existing
trails
there, and they already out. The frontage that I'm requesting, a lot of my neighbors are already there.
Okay.
So we already sitting that far.
So you just addressed the standards for granting a variance.
Variance.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance and make a motion we approve case number 9959.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9959. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's excuse me. Let's go back.